Name the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. My beloved, today is the eve of the holiday of the Ascension, where the Lord has went to his Father. Not that he ever departed from his Father, but he went with the body that he had acquired from the Theotokos for us. And he went there, and he had prayed. And today's gospel reading that we were supposed to have read, and that we read, my beloved, we hear a prayer that the Lord makes to his own Father, and he is begging and asking the Lord, praying that we become one. And he's talking about the disciples first, and they're talking about us. That for he specifically says, and for all those who believe in me, that they would become one, and so that they would be having the love for each other, and that and then that we could bring them to the heavens to see the glory which I had before the creation of the whole universe. My beloved, our Lord is, our God is God of love. He had sacrificed his own whole life. He came on purpose. He didn't have to leave his glory and to be with his Father. He didn't have to take upon himself the body to become a new Adam and just to save us. But it's the love that ordered that. It's the love that he had in his heart, and his Father's love for us, that he wanted us to be saved, and that's what he sent his Son to do, that job for us, to save us. And all the condition is that we believe him, that we believe in him, that he is our Savior, and that we want to be saved. And if we do that, then we will obey his commandments. He said, it is not those who just say to me, Lord, Lord, but it's those who fulfill the will of my Father. And that will is, of course, to love one another. Look how the enemy is making a fool out of us. He's standing between husband and wife, and between children and parents, between families to families, between towns to towns, and cities to cities, countries to countries. And worst of all, he's setting up the Orthodox Christians against Orthodox Christians. Why? Because they don't believe the right way? No, not even because of that, because for some other reason, because of some offenses, reasons that they could have, with the humility and with the love, they could have bypassed that and could have been together. What did the Lord want? What did he wanted us to be one, and so that the people would know, the world would know that we belong to Christ, because we're his disciples, because we are united in our heart. We have one family. We have one family, and we have one Father who is in heaven, and we love our Lord, and we love our Father, and because of that we love each other, because we know that the Lord created him, and the Lord suffered for my neighbor and your neighbor, for everyone. He suffered just as much as he suffered for me. And you have to, and I have to, we have to respect that. We have to know that. And we have to do everything in our power to try to reconcile with our brothers and sisters, and not to allow in our heart to have an aversion to anyone whatsoever. I don't care what they have done to you. I don't care how they have hurt you. And we're saying you, me. I know that I have been hurt by many, many people, and my loved ones, my best ones that I gave my heart to. And I was betrayed several times, but I can only pray for them, and I truly feel love for them, and I feel sorry that what they have done, and not forgetting the law of God, of that the Lord wants us to be together and wants us to love each other, is to bring us into the kingdom of heaven. He prayed that today, to today's gospel. He prayed that to the Father, Father, that we would be one and that we would be able to inherit and come to see His glory, what He had before the creation of the universe. My beloved, let's not forget that. And let's try to do everything that we can, but knowing that we can't do it until we humble ourselves. We have to humble ourselves. When we humble ourselves, then we stop judging. And if we stop judging, then we'll be able to embrace one another and help one another to purify our heart and purify our teachings. If we have went into some kind of a wrong teaching through the influence of one person or another, my beloved, let's guide ourselves first of all to accept fully the gospel and fully the teachings of the apostles and the seven ecumenical councils, and let us mainly do always remember that the Lord our God is God of truth and God of love, but above all and above everything is love. But the love cannot be without the truth, so don't fall for any kind of ecumenical ideas, but just think of to develop that true love, the love that is even willing, if need to be, to give one's life for the one that you love to save them. Amen.